This is Mark Ashby, reading from USA Today Tech Section. The Streets of San Francisco now feature Uber self-driving cars, by Marco Della Cava. Uber will begin picking up Bay Area riders with its Volvo self-driving cars Wednesday, expanding on a test program that launched in Pittsburgh this summer. The ride-hailing company has 11 sensor-packed Volvo XC90 SUVs here in its hometown, some of which will randomly be deployed to pick up customers, while others will just be logging mapping and sensor research miles. In both cases, a safety driver will be at the wheel to take over in case the technology detects the need to cede control. We expect the majority of these rides to take place in self-driving mode, but even so, it's not like this technology is totally ready, Anthony Lewandowski, the head of Uber's autonomous effort, tells USA Today. It's more about giving our customers the chance to experience the future. Uber, which has a $300 million partnership to develop self-driving tech with Volvo, began testing a small fleet of Ford Fusion hybrids last August in Pittsburgh, home to Uber's Autonomous Car Research and Development Center. Those cars also occasionally pick up passengers. Lewandowski says that expanding the passenger program to San Francisco is an effort to challenge the car's computer systems with different topographies and road conditions. In San Francisco, we have to be particularly aware of pedestrians and cyclists, he says. Lewandowski says that at present, Uber is not working toward a vehicle that has no steering wheel, pedals, or need for a human driver. Rather, it is pursuing technology that provides a significant level of driver assistance while demanding driver oversight. That position, he says, explains why Uber has yet to apply for a permit to test autonomous cars with the California Department of Motor Vehicles. To date, some 20 companies have received such permits, including Google, Tesla, Ford, and NVIDIA. Our technology is not autonomous technology, says Lewandowski. I don't want to speculate why other companies have gotten the permits. Maybe they have other plans down the road. An email to the California DMV asking about Uber's permit status drew this reply. The California DMV encourages the responsible exploration of self-driving cars. We have a permitting process in place to ensure public safety as this technology is being tested. 20 manufacturers have already obtained permits to test hundreds of cars on California roads. Uber should do the same. This tug of war that at present allows Uber to test autonomous tech without requisite state documents speaks to the evolving nature of self-driving car regulations. Government agencies have spent much of 2016 trying to set guidelines in order to avoid a patchwork of self-driving cars rules that vary by state, which risks making a driverless car legal in one state and illegal in the next. Earlier this fall, Department of Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox issued a 110-page document aimed at steering tech and automotive companies down the same autonomous car lane. Putting some boundaries on the process of testing autonomous cars makes sense given the potential liability they represent if some aspect of the new technology fails, says Carl Brower, senior analyst with Kelley Blue Book. I suspect the California DMV wants to be on record having official requirements to test vehicles in case something goes wrong, he says. I'm not aware of what the state is doing to enforce these rules or how carefully they are overseeing self-driving vehicle tests, but the term autonomous vehicle company leaves plenty of room for interpretation. Apparently, Uber has its own interpretation of what that term means, and they don't qualify. Google, arguably the pioneering company in the autonomous car space, announced Tuesday that it was spinning off its self-driving car team under a new name, Waymo, with a mission to begin commercializing its car sensor technology. A growing number of tech and automotive companies have joined the self-driving car race, with Ford announcing earlier this year that it plans to build a ride-sharing focused self-driving car with no need for a driver by 2021. Uber has been particularly aggressive about morphing from a peer-to-peer ride service to a company that could one day have self-driving tech at its core. Earlier this year, Uber spent $670 million for Otto, a self-driving truck company started by Lewandowski and other Google car veterans. More recently, it acquired Geometric Intelligence, which will be the foundation for Uber AI Labs and focus on machine learning applications for self-driving technology. Lewandowski says that the day is still far off when Uber cars won't have human drivers, a looming cultural concern as technological leaps threaten to displace jobs. We have a handful of cars today, and it'll be a long time before self-driving Ubers will be material, he says, suggesting that having a self-driving program